Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump clashed right from the start of their debate Thursday night in Atlanta, arguing pointedly about the U.S. economy, foreign affairs, abortion rights, and migration across the Mexican border into the United States. Biden at 81 and Trump at 78 are the two oldest candidates ever to seek the U.S. presidency in a race that opinion polls show has been deadlocked for months. The 90-minute televised debate took place far earlier than normal, more than 4 months before the November 5th election day. The Bolivian government has intelligence, a coup attempt could occur before the country's top military commander and his troops forced their way into the presidential palace this week, according to a senior government minister speaking on Thursday. We get more details from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Bolivian President Luis Arce confronted Army General Juan José Zuniga, who led a failed effort to overthrow the government after attempting to storm the presidential palace and ramming the entrance with an armored vehicle. Hours later, Zuniga was seen handcuffed on live TV after his arrest for the failed coup attempt, which has raised fears that democracy in Bolivia remains at risk. On Thursday, it was revealed by senior interior minister that the Bolivian government had intelligence that a coup attempt could occur and that Arce had received reports about destabilization attempts. Arce has since slammed the coup attempt and swiftly named a new top general.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting there. European Union leaders agreed on Friday to nominate Ursula von der Leyen of Germany for a second five-year term as president of the European Commission, the EU's powerful executive body, announcing on Friday. More details on that story coming up in our next hour. Meantime, this is VOA News. Scores of sick and injured Gazans were allowed into Egypt on Thursday, marking the first medical evacuations since the travel crossing into Egypt was shut down back in May. We get more details from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
This is the first medical evacuation in months. A large contingent of dozens of people, some 19 sick children and their parents, allowed out of the Gaza Strip into Egypt, where they'll be taken to medical facilities there or sent to other countries. This father, Noor Abu Zari, says his daughter suffered serious burns over much of her body. And this mother's hopeful her child with leukemia will be able to resume chemotherapy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for hospitals in the state of Idaho to provide emergency abortions for now in a procedural ruling that leaves key questions unanswered. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the court's ruling follows his department suing to force Idaho officials to allow emergency room care to every patient, even if that care includes terminating a pregnancy.
While we continue to litigate our case, women in Idaho will once again have access to the emergency care guaranteed to them under federal law. The Justice Department will continue to use every available tool to ensure that women in every state have access to that care.
Thursday's ruling could mean the issue ends up before the conservative majority court again soon. The U.S. Justice Department has charged nearly 200 healthcare professionals in connection with a variety of schemes and scams that defrauded the government of $2.75 billion, according to the agency speaking on Thursday. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, said Thursday the Justice Department will bring to justice criminals who defraud Americans, steal from taxpayer-funded programs, and put people in danger for the sake of profits. The cross-country roundup of some 193 defendants, including 76 doctors, also resulted in the seizure of more than $231 million in cash, luxury vehicles, gold, and other expensive assets. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommending that everyone 6 months and older should be given the updated COVID-19 vaccine for 2024, that is, and next year. The immunization campaign if they have previously been vaccinated for the disease. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.